Welcome to the deep dive. Think about the intricate dance of a modern factory floor. You've got materials flowing in, machinery in motion, teams collaborating, everyone striving to meet deadlines. It's a complex web.
It really is.
And today we're diving into how manufacturers can gain a real competitive edge by orchestrating this complexity just, more effectively.
That's right. As manufacturing operations grow, the sheer volume of variables can, frankly, overwhelm traditional planning methods. And that often leads to bottlenecks, missed delivery dates, and just this constant struggle to keep pace.
Exactly. And that's really where advanced planning and scheduling systems, or APS, come into play. We've gathered a wealth of information looking at how these systems function, the tangible results they deliver.
Yeah, the real-world impact.
Right. Our goal today is to cut through the jargon and give you, the listener, a clear understanding of what an APS system is, how it directly benefits manufacturing clients, and, the core advantages it offers. Consider this your accelerated path to understanding how smart technology can bring a new level of control to production.
And just to set the stage a little, it's helpful to see APS in relation to other crucial business systems, like enterprise resource planning, or ERP.
Oh.
So while ERP gives you that broad overview of business processes, maybe handles the longer-term planning, APS really hones in on the nitty-gritty, the details of operational planning within production, logistics, supply chain. It focuses on those crucial medium to short-term horizons.
So they work together. Complementary tools.
Exactly. Each has its own expertise area. They aren't competing, they're complementing.
Okay, so let's get specific then. When we talk about an APS system, what is it at its heart? What's the core tech driving it?
At its core, an APS system is essentially a software solution, but it's one that leverages advanced algorithms and mathematical optimization models. So think of it as more than just digital scheduling.
Right, not just putting the schedule on a screen.
Precisely. It uses these sophisticated calculations to figure out the most efficient production sequences and timelines possible, given everything else that's going on.
Okay, so it's actively calculating the best schedule, not just recording one.
That's the key difference, yes. A major differentiator is that an APS considers a whole multitude of real-world constraints when it generates these plans.
Constraints like?
Well, everything from the availability of your raw materials, the actual capacity of each machine, how much it can really produce, the number of skilled people you have available, even the specific tools needed for a job. It has to factor in all those practical limitations.
That sounds like a monumental amount of data to juggle. How does the system actually handle all those interconnected variables?
Well, that's where the advanced algorithms come in. They're specifically designed to process these vast amounts of data and identify optimal solutions, a solution that balance competing priorities and all those constraints we mentioned. It's about creating plans that are not just possible, but actually feasible and optimized for machine allocation, individual work steps, team assignments.
Right. I also saw the term simulation capabilities mentioned. What's the value there, being able to simulate scenarios?
Yes. This is where APS really shines in, let's say, proactive problem solving.
Mm-hmm.
Simulation lets you create these virtual what-if scenarios.
Okay.
Like, what happens if our main supplier is delayed by a week? Or what if we suddenly get this massive, unexpected order? The system can analyze these potential disruptions, help you understand the ripple effects, and identify potential solutions before they actually happen on the shop floor.
So it's about moving from just reacting to problems to proactively mitigating them, getting ahead of the curve.
Precisely. It gives you a level of foresight that, honestly, traditional planning methods just can't offer. Now, just to clarify its place in the tech stack, it's important to distinguish APS from manufacturing execution systems, MES, and those ERP systems we touched on earlier.
Right, yeah. Let's make sure we have a clear picture of how they all fit together. It can get confusing.
It can. So MES that focuses on the real-time execution on the shop floor, collecting live data, monitoring processes as they happen. Now, some MES might have some basic scheduling features, but an APS typically takes on the heavy lifting, the detailed production planning, and importantly, it uses that real-time data from the MES to refine and optimize the overall schedule.
Okay. So MES feeds data into APS for better planning.
In many cases, yes. And ERP, as we said, operates at that higher enterprise level, managing finance, HR, sales, the whole business context. So you can kind of think of it like an automation pyramid.
Okay, I like that analogy.
ERP is at the top, the enterprise level. Then you have MES and APS at the manufacturing control level, MES doing the real-time execution, APS doing the smart planning. And then below that, you have the shop floor itself, where the actual production happens.
That pyramid visual really does clarify how they interrelate. Okay, now let's shift focus a bit to the practical side. How does an APS system actually help manufacturers, improve their day-to-day operations?
Well, the fundamental way an APS helps is by synchronizing all their production and logistics processes. It does this based on the critical understanding that resources are finite.
Right, not unlimited.
Exactly. It moves away from that old way of planning based on theoretical infinite capacity, which, as you know, inevitably leads to unrealistic schedules and painful bottlenecks.
So the core principle is acknowledging and working within those real-world limitations.
Precisely. And think about modern manufacturing. It often involves really intricate processes. You might have steps happening sequentially, other tasks running in parallel, maybe stages where multiple lines merge together or branch off.
Yeah, complex flows.
Very complex.
Yeah.
A robust APS is designed specifically to handle these complexities, these diverse manufacturing flows. It ensures the proper timing and coordination across the entire board.
One of the biggest headaches I hear about from manufacturers is long lead times. How does APS tackle that particular issue?
That's a huge focus. A key objective of an APS is to dramatically cut down production lead times. And it does that mainly by minimizing the unproductive periods, the waiting and idle times between different manufacturing steps.
Oh, okay, getting rid of the dead time.
Exactly. A well-configured APS acts almost like, some call it an orchestrating end-to-end production planning system. It dynamically and precisely manages resources right across the entire value stream.
An orchestra conductor for the factory floor, keeping every section perfectly in sync.
That's a great way to put it. And this orchestration, it isn't rigid. The planning logic inside the APS is highly configurable.
Configurable how?
Well, it allows manufacturers to align the planning with their specific business goals. So maybe your top priority is maximizing on-time delivery. Or perhaps it's optimizing the use of a critical, expensive machine. Or maybe it's streamlining inventory levels or driving down overall production costs.
So you can tune it to your priorities.
You can tune it. The APS can be tailored to pursue those specific goals that matter most to your business.
Can you give us some real-world examples of how that configurable logic might play out?
Sure. Imagine a scenario where minimizing changeover times on a specific machine is absolutely crucial for profitability. The APS can be set up to automatically group similar production orders together, optimizing batch sizes and reducing how often you need to do those time-consuming setups.
Okay, makes sense.
Or think about a paint job. Sequencing paint colors strategically, maybe going from light to dark, can significantly minimize the cleaning needed between batches. That saves time and resources.
Right.
Or in industries dealing with perishable goods like food or pharma, the APS can factor in shelf life constraints to prioritize production runs and minimize potential waste. These are just a few examples of the specific rules and parameters you can define and adjust.
That level of customization sounds incredibly powerful, and you mentioned it's often done through configuration, not necessarily complex coding.
In many leading systems, yes. The flexibility to tweak the planning logic often involves modifying parameters, adjusting rules within the APS interface itself. This makes it much more accessible for the production planners, the people who really understand the floor, to finding the system without needing deep programming skills.
Okay. Now, one of our sources mentioned the concept of a digital twin. How does that relate to how effective an APS is?
Ah, the digital twin. It's a really vital component. Essentially, it's a comprehensive virtual replica of your entire manufacturing environment.
Like a mirror image.
Exactly. Your equipment, your processes, all those constraints we've been talking about, material availability, machine speeds, labor skills, everything. The more accurate and detailed your digital twin is within the APS, the more realistic and reliable your production plans are going to be. The APS uses this virtual model to simulate, analyze, and ultimately optimize your real-world operations.
So the accuracy of that digital twin directly impacts the quality of the planning coming out of the APS.
Absolutely. Garbage in, garbage out still applies, right? Accurate data, an accurate model, that's the foundation for effective optimization. Now, another significant way APS helps clients is by seriously improving the reliability of delivery times.
How so?
Well, when a customer calls up asking about an order or places a new one, the APS can rapidly calculate a realistic delivery date. It does this based on the current production plan and actual resource availability, not just a guess.
Okay, that's a huge advantage. Better customer communication, more trust.
Undeniably. It enables really accurate, available to promise, or ATP, and capable to promise, CTP, assessments. And often these can stretch months into the future with reasonable confidence.
Wow.
Furthermore, an APS gives you the agility to adapt. You know, things change, demand fluctuates, capacity might change unexpectedly. By incorporating buffers where needed and allowing for swift rescheduling, it helps stabilize your production planning even when those curveballs come.
So it builds in some resilience?
Yes. Resilience and visibility. It tracks the progress of each order right from the initial planning stage all the way through to the final production feedback from the floor. And just to add, many APS systems support both finite capacity planning, which is key for realistic scheduling, and also infinite capacity planning.
Infinite? When would you use that?
That can be useful sometimes for higher level, longer term capacity assessments, maybe rough cut planning before you get into the detailed finite scheduling.
Got it. Okay, we've got a really solid understanding now of what APS is and how it functions. Let's dive into the core tangible benefits. What can manufacturers actually expect to see after implementing this kind of technology?
Right, the payoff. There's several key advantages. Let's start with probably one of the biggest: reduced lead times.
Okay.
By intelligently synchronizing those production workflows, eliminating bottlenecks, getting rid of unnecessary delays, an APS directly contributes to shortening the overall time it takes from order receipt to final shipment.
That efficiency translates directly to faster customer fulfillment, happier customers. What's another key benefit?
Another really significant one is increased factory output. By optimizing how you use your critical resources, your machines, your people, and ensuring that seamless coordination between processes, you can often achieve a higher volume of production using the same assets you already have.
More throughput from the same stuff.
Exactly. And this often shows up as a measurable improvement in metrics like overall equipment effectiveness or OEE.
Higher output from existing resources, that's a powerful impact on the bottom line. What about inventory? That's always a big cost center.
Lower inventories are another key outcome, absolutely. Because an APS plans production based on actual demand and, crucially, finite capacity, it helps you produce what's needed precisely when it's needed. Just in time, but realistically planned.
Not just guessing.
Right. This is quite different from traditional material requirements planning, or MRP logic, which sometimes operates on assumptions of infinite capacity and can lead to either overstocking materials you don't need yet or painful shortages that stop the line.
So less capital tied up sitting in warehouses.
Precisely. And this directly contributes to the next big benefit: improved delivery reliability, or Termintro, as the Germans might say.
Okay, hitting those due dates.
Hitting those due dates consistently. By generating realistic production schedules up front and giving you the ability to quickly react and adjust when disruptions do happen, an APS can significantly improve your on-time delivery performance. We've seen cases where manufacturers report substantial improvements, double-digit percentage point increases sometimes, in their on-time delivery rates.
Consistent, reliable delivery that definitely builds strong customer relationships.
Absolutely critical. Now, beyond these core operational efficiencies, an APS also offers enhanced transparency.
How so?
It provides a clear, often real-time overview of order status, where things are in the production process, any potential roadblocks or bottlenecks looming. This enhanced visibility empowers much better decision-making, not just for planners, but across all departments involved: sales, procurement, management.
So everyone's kind of working from the same accurate picture of what's happening in production.
Exactly. The single source of truth for the schedule. And related to that, when unexpected events inevitably occur, and they always do, right?
Always.
Could be a delay in raw materials, a machine breaking down, an urgent rush order landing. An APS enables a much, much faster and more effective response. You can quickly run simulations, see the impact of the disruption, and adjust the production plan intelligently. Some advanced systems can even recalculate and reschedule the entire effective plan within minutes.
Wow, within minutes?
Yeah, allowing for remarkable agility in what's often a very dynamic environment.
That ability to adapt so quickly must be incredibly valuable, especially in today's fast-paced market. What other benefits should manufacturers be thinking about?
Well, you'll also typically see a reduced planning effort. A lot of the complex, time-consuming manual scheduling tasks get automated. This frees up your production planners to focus on more strategic initiatives, exception management, process improvement, rather than just crunching spreadsheets.
So planners become more strategic.
Ideally, yes. This automation also naturally leads to better resource utilization across the board, making sure your machines, materials, and personnel are being used as efficiently as possible.
Hmm.
And touching on something we mentioned earlier, The ability to run those what-if scenario simulations directly supports improved decision-making.
Right, the simulations.
You can evaluate the potential consequences of different choices, like adding an extra shift, investing in a new machine, outsourcing a step before you commit resources.
Yeah.
It's like having a risk-free sandbox to test operational strategies.
That's powerful, like a flight simulator for your factory.
That's a good analogy. And because an APS uses that finite capacity scheduling, it leads to much more accurate material requirements planning. It figures out precisely what materials you need and when you need them based on the actual achievable production schedule. This minimizes the risk of running out of essential components, but also avoids holding excessive inventory just in case.
So it tightens up the whole supply chain connection.
It really helps. And it's worth noting the integration between APS and the MRP function can vary. Some APS systems have their own internal MRP capabilities. Others integrate tightly with the MRP module in the main ERP system, and sometimes you see hybrid approaches.
Interesting. Are there any other key advantages that really stand out?
Optimized sequencing is another significant benefit, particularly in certain industries.
Mm.
An APS allows you to implement flexible rules to prioritize production orders.
Rules based on what?
All sorts of factors. Product families, customer priority levels, resource availability, those crucial changeover times and dependencies between operations. You can build rules to minimize setup times, group similar items, whatever maximizes overall efficiency for your specific process.
Okay.
Some APS systems also offer integration with maintenance scheduling. So plant maintenance activities can be displayed right alongside the production schedule on the same planning board.
Ah, so you see production and maintenance together.
It's exactly.
Yeah.
That allows for much better coordination, avoids conflicts, and gives you a more accurate real-time calculation of OEE because it automatically accounts for that planned downtime. That integrated view is pretty crucial for holistic operational management.
It sounds like it.
It is. And some of the more sophisticated APS systems even incorporate history learning. They analyze past production data, actual cycle times, defect rates, historical OEE performance, and use that learning to refine future production plans. They make them more predictable, more accurate, maybe automatically adjusting schedules based on how effective a particular machine really is, not just its theoretical spec.
So it gets smarter over time.
That's the idea. And underpinning all of this is robust constraint management. The system has to respect all those limitations we've discussed. Resource availability, changeover times, maybe minimum waiting times between operations, overlapping operations, defined delays. It ensures the schedules generated aren't just theoretical ideals, but are actually feasible and achievable on the shop floor.
So it's not just creating a perfect schedule in a vacuum, but a practical, genuinely achievable plan.
Precisely. You end up with a single, released master production plan that everyone works from, the definitive schedule, but you still retain the capability, often in parallel, to create and compare alternative what-if scenarios for planning and decision-making support.
Okay. And how is this usually visualized? How do people interact with it?
Good question. Real-time monitoring and visualization are essential.
Yeah.
APS systems almost always feature interactive Gantt charts. These display the production order operations graphically over time, showing their real-time progress, their current status, and highlighting any deviations from the planned schedule immediately.
So you can see problems emerging visually.
Yes, very clearly. And finally, none of this works in isolation. Seamless integration with other enterprise systems is absolutely critical. APS solutions are designed to exchange data smoothly with your ERP, your MES, warehouse management systems, WMS, supply chain management, SEM systems, other factory floor tech.
How does that data exchange usually happen?
Oh, through various standard methods, web services like REST or SOAP, sometimes intermediate databases, even flat files or specific connectors like SAP RSEs. The key is ensuring that all the relevant systems have access to consistent, up-to-date information, sales orders, production orders, bills of materials, inventory levels, production feedback reports.
It truly sounds like an APS acts as the intelligent nerve center for manufacturing planning and scheduling, pulling everything together.
That's a very apt description, yes. It integrates data from various sources, optimizes schedules based on complex constraints and goals, and provides the transparency and agility needed to effectively manage a modern, complex manufacturing operation.
Okay. So for someone listening right now who's maybe grappling with the complexities of production, perhaps struggling with on-time delivery, or seeing inefficiencies piling up in their inventory, what's the core message about APS we want them to take away?
I think the core message is that an APS system offers a really powerful pathway to overcoming these common and often costly challenges. By providing that real-time, dynamic, and optimized view of your entire production process, it really empowers you to navigate the complexity, to reduce operational costs, significantly enhance reliability in meeting customer demands, and ultimately make smarter, faster, data-driven decisions. It's about making that shift, you know, from constantly fighting fires, being reactive,
right,
to having proactive strategic control over your manufacturing future.
This has been an incredibly insightful deep dive into the world of advanced planning and scheduling systems. It's really clear that for manufacturers facing the increasing complexities, the faster pace of modern production, this technology offers some truly compelling advantages.
It really does represent a step change in planning capability for many.
And as manufacturing continues to evolve, you know, with these growing demands for more customized products, ever faster delivery cycles, it really makes you think, how will the ability to intelligently plan and schedule production, how will that shift from being just beneficial to becoming an absolutely critical competitive advantage? It certainly seems like that's the direction we're heading. Thanks so much for sharing your expertise with us today.
My pleasure. It's a fascinating area.